Good evening and welcome to The Librarian on Authors on the Air. I am the librarian host, Tabitha Pope. This is a copyrighted and trademarked podcast owned solely by the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network, LLC, on the web at authorsontheair.com. Tonight I have a very exciting and excited guest, and she's the birthday girl, Cherry Adair, and she's going to be coming on in just a second. And she's got a lot of stuff go on her plate, so she's going to tell us all about it. But Cherry was always an adventurer in life as well as in writing. She's a best-selling author who moved halfway across the globe from Cape Town, South Africa to the United States. She settled in beautiful San Francisco, where she started what eventually became a thriving interior design business. She says she loved being a designer because it was varied and creative, and she enjoyed working with the public. She was always a voracious reader, and when she was able to carve out the time, she found that her brain was crowded with characters and stories of her own. Eventually, she says, the stories demanded to be told. She writes 5 to 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, and when asked why she chooses to write romantic suspense, she says, quote, "Who says you can't have adventure and a great love life? Of course, you're talking about an adventurous love life. That's another thing altogether." So that's pretty funny. And I can't wait to hear more about that. She can be found on the web at cherryadair.com. And the link is located right on this page. And I want to hear more about her sense of happily ever after. Let's bring her on the air. Welcome, Cherry.
Hey, hi. There's some
and happy birthday.
Something. Thank you. Oh, good. Now, you don't realize it, but everybody out there that's listening is actually singing happy birthday to me right now.
That's right.
I know. It's really exciting. I'm very excited about it. Somebody back there is flat, just saying. So Tabitha, here I have chocolate martini or an apple martini or a soda. Mm. Which would you like?
I think I'd have to go with the chocolate martini. Definitely chocolate. Listen to that. It's beautiful.
Hang on. I have
beautiful.
To pull just a minute. Yeah. Okay. Hang on a sec. Here's yours.
Okay. Oh, goodness. That's
okay,
beautiful.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Ooh, it's yummy.
What to go with your cordials, right? Your cherry cordials, chocolate-covered cherries.
Goodness. I got chocolate-covered cherries today. A lot of chocolate-covered cherries. I say with glee, and I have been going through them systematically because they are so good. Oh my gosh, they are so good. I'm glad my name's Cherry and not rutabaga or something.
Chocolate
covered rutabagas would be really nasty. That's my birthday stuff.
That is stuff of happily ever after right there.
Yeah. You want to know happily ever after? I'll tell you this. So I came to America, and I met my husband on a Wednesday. I was working at Sherwin-Williams. I was the interior designer. I hired the designers for all the stores nationally. So he came in to buy wallpaper, and I was hungry, and I was single, and I was broke. Those always go together when you're single. Yeah, I'm broke. So he invited me to lunch, and I said yes. And 3 days later, we were engaged. And
oh, my.
And 2 weeks later, we got married. Hang on, my dog is going to just bark. Sorry.
That is okay.
I knew I should have punished him before he started barking.
He's singing happy birthday to you, too. So it's all good.
Yeah. he sings happy birthday to me. If a leaf flies across the driveway. So anyway, so that was in 1977. So we've been married that long, and we knew each other for 3 days.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's happily ever after. That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Don't do that now,
wait,
people.
Wait.
People are creepy.
Did you say happily? Did you say happily? No, I'm only kidding. I am kidding. Of course I'm happy. But there's no drama if I don't say what? No.
Right.
Yeah. It's good.
I'm sure that you've had your share.
You know, it's weird. We don't usually fight, probably because I always win because I'm a bully. So it works out well for me. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Right. So I am gearing up to go to Romantic Times Conference in Las Vegas, which is going to be epic. epic, yeah. I'm telling you. So I love giving stuff away. I love it. And I'm going to give away some books tonight to your listeners. I'm going to do that. But for romantic times, being an overachiever and wanting to give stuff away all the time, I'm shipping about 28 enormous boxes full of swag to
Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
And, yes. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be really fabulous. So the conference starts on the Wednesday, which I could look at my calendar because I don't barely know what day it is today other than happy birthday to me. And then, so the conference starts on a Wednesday. And on the Monday, that week, Monday and Tuesday, I'm doing all-day classes. So the first day I'm doing my plotting class, which is, I don't know if you've heard this, but I'm like a freaking plotting ninja, okay? And I love it. I love it. Love, 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 love. So I plot with colored post-it notes, and it's very cool. So that's a whole day. And then the second day, I do just master classes on dialogue and whatever it, people want. And then I spend the entire week between every single event that I'm going to, and I'm doing a lot of events. Hence all the boxes. So between every event, I help the people in my class plot their book.
Oh, wow.
So I have been at 3 o'clock in the morning sitting in an unair-conditioned hallway because somebody's roommate is sleeping and the only place we can plot is like in on the floor in the hallway.
Oh, my gosh.
That, you know, the people that are insomniacs are climbing over us as they dagger to their rooms. It's fabulous. It's like so I love it so much I can barely stand it. One of the things that I absolutely love is mentoring new authors. And new authors are also authors that have had their day, for want of a better way of putting it. You know, they've had their day in the sun, and then that was a long time ago, and they haven't been able to get out of the rut that getting not, let's see if I can be more articulate. If they've had a fairly successful career and then their career is not so successful anymore, it's really, really hard to keep. Do you want to have a word in edgewise anywhere? Let me know.
No, go ahead.
Okay, otherwise it's just a total monologue and I'm interviewing myself. It's awesome. So
you know yourself better. That's okay.
Yeah. So what happens is that they had their moment and then the moment went away, and it's very discouraging to have people know you and then suddenly your name is, you know, nobody knows who you are and you're not selling. So those people also to me are mine. You know, I want those people to be mine. I want to nurture and kick butt and encourage and pull and push. And so that's what I do. And that's, you know, I love, love, love being a writer, and I adore interacting with readers. And, you know, I'm insane about Facebook. I have 15 Facebook pages. But I love Facebook a lot, and I love, love, love talking to readers. And part of Romantic Times convention is obviously being with readers, but the rest of the time, really, my time is so involved in mentoring new authors and authors who just need that extra kick. And I love kicking. I'm fond of it. I'm fond of the whole violence of it.
You also do retreats and stuff. I noticed like about a week ago or 2 weeks ago you had a retreat.
Yeah.
And so I mean, you're definitely an advocate for helping, you know,
the
people.
The retreats are fabulous. They booked out for the whole year. I didn't actually mean to make a living out of it. I just wanted to do some favors, and it kind of got to craziness. It got to insane. So I say to people, okay, I'm only going to be teaching for 6 hours, and the rest of the weekend is a retreat. You need to be writing. And then I go next door, which is where my guest house is, and I see these little shiny faces, and I go, oh, well, shit. Now I don't.
It's okay. So, we're not FCC regulated. Go ahead.
Oh, good. So I go, oh, God, see these shiny little faces? And I go, okay. And then I just stay there. I just, like, you know, 12-hour, 14-hour days. It's good. I love it. It's a good thing.
Well, and
it's a good thing.
It's, you know, unfortunately for us, that means you don't write more. But then again, you know, you're helping writers.
I schedule.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful, though.
I schedule when I'm going to do my writing. I have my pages that I have to do a day. And I figure it in and work it out. And it's so far it's worked out fabulously. Of course, I've only done it 4 times this year, so who knows?
Yeah.
You know, in 3 months, I'll look like I was 97 years old with a hunchback and a squint.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
It probably re-energizes you, though, you know, to work maybe be in your own story for a while and be in somebody else's where you can come back to yours fresh. And
I love it. I love it a lot.
I've always enjoyed brainstorming with other writers because it makes me consider my own story from maybe a little bit of a different perspective and then go back and just really attack it, you know, so.
You know, I read something, I don't even know where or why it was, because that's the kind of memory I have. But it was, they were talking about when you were trying to, if a person is trying to lose weight or trying to exercise more or at all, in my case, and they said, what you need to do is be reading about that all the time. So even if you say, okay, I'm going to go on a diet and it's always starting on Monday, right? Then you need to, every now and then, the same Monday. We're all on the same Monday diet. But you need to, every day, read a little something about eating healthy or exercising or something. And it keeps it in the forefront of your mind, right?
Yeah.
It fills your well until you're bursting and you go, yeah, hell, I'm going to do it now. So I think one of the reasons I'm doing the Finish the Damn Book Challenge is that I want to be that for people. You know, to say, look, everybody wants to be seen. You know, we all want to be seen, not just the hat we're wearing, mom, friend, writer, whatever. We all want to be seen. And so with these people who are not getting published or haven't had the opportunity yet, I want to see them. I want them to know that I'm there and that I see them and that I want them to be successful.
Yeah.
Even if they don't make $5 billion, and trust me, I would have no envy. I would be so thrilled if somebody I knew made $5 billion. Even $1.5 billion would be awesome for me. You know, I would be thrilled. I would be beside myself thrilled. And many people that I've mentored have gone on to be extremely successful. And a lot of people that I've mentored have not gone on to be extremely successful, but they're writing every day and they're loving it.
Right, yes.
Right? So, I mean, it would be nice if we all made millions, but we're not going to all make millions, but we could certainly love what we're doing. And it could certainly be an oasis in the craziness of our lives. My life, however, is not crazy. My life is perfectly normal. I'm just saying that for people in case they think I'm saying my life is crazy. It's not. It's awesomely normal. Just saying.
Well, good, because you've got the chocolate martinis and the chocolate covered cherries and all.
I'm sitting here drinking a chocolate martini, eating chocolate covered cherries, and I've got chocolate covered strawberries in my refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
So I don't see any protein in my future tonight.
Yep, no,
is there
that's
protein
okay.
In chocolate?
That's okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Think of all the vitamins you're getting from the fruit and
absolutely.
Flavonoids. And, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like. I'll just eat that.
So since you brought up Finish the Damn Book, let's talk about Finish the Damn Book.
Please,
so that,
let's.
You know, you have been a mentor for many, many years. And with RWA, I mean, and probably anybody from any genre can jump in and say that you've mentored them as well. But so you've decided to put this out for them and – what you're giving out is you're going to give out your time and some help for those people who can get to
actually,
the end.
I've actually done this at the local chapter of RWA for years. I've done this Finish the Damn Book thing at the local chapter. And then so many people asked me, and I wanted to keep it small because it's manageable when it's small. The problem is my brain doesn't think small. If I'm going to give you a prize for doing this, I want to send you on a private jet to Paris. Okay, so I got to figure out a way to pay for the private jet to Paris. So so what the prize for this thing? Okay, so only one person can win this prize. And several people said to me, okay, this is crazy. Don't make it one prize. Make it like 10 different prizes, right? And I said, no, I don't want to do that. Because if somebody's going to win this and it's random, I'm going to have somebody else randomly draw the name of the person who finishes the damn book.
Right.
They're going to win. It's going to be edited, professionally edited twice.
Okay.
So it'll be edited. They'll do the revisions. Go back, be edited again, and then it'll go and be formatted, and I will have like a fabulous cover designer design an amazing cover for them, and then I'll send them on a blog tour. I mean, it each thing adds to the next. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. That's
right?
Great package.
So I was just at the grocery store, and three of the checkers came to tell me they just signed up for the Finish the Damn Book Challenge.
Oh, awesome.
Three checkers at Safeway. So, I mean, it's really funny. I had talked to them a couple of weeks ago, and they all write different things. None of them romance, but they've all got a book in them, and they're all determined to write that book. And so this is a formal way of saying I'm committed, right?
Yeah.
I'm committed to do this. So, I'm really excited. I'm very, very excited about it. But now it's huge, you know. Now it's everywhere. Now it's not just the people down the street. Now I've got to, you know,
It's everybody. That's great.
Yeah, it's everybody, and it's the people at the grocery store. That is hysterical to me. That is hysterical because it's so out of context for three checkers at the grocery store to come and tell me they joined. All three of them joined yesterday, and I'm going, "Joined what?" And they go, "Oh, it's the damn book challenge." And I go, oh, my God, that is so weird and fabulous, and I love it. Yeah, very exciting.
Well,
exciting.
Like you put in there, you know, about the 82% of Americans feel like they have a book in them. And, you know, you never, I mean, you really never know who's going to be a writer, because some people just, that's something that they keep kind of inside them until they are like, I've got to get this book out. And you never know what it's going to be.
Well, here's the thing is that, many years ago, I was sitting talking to a friend who wanted to open a restaurant. And we spent the entire day talking about this restaurant and making drawings. And, you know, I used to be an interior designer, so it's going, it would be really cool if we had this and that. And where is it going to be? Really, we spent an all day, all evening talking about this restaurant. And at about 11 o'clock that night, after we'd been doing this since 9 o'clock in the morning, she said something, and it was like a light bulb went off, and I went, oh my God, she doesn't ever want to open this restaurant. She just wants to talk about it. Right? You know,
right,
people like that. And so I want the people who aren't just having pie in the sky, I'm going to finish a book. I want the people who go, you know something? This is a kick in the butt. I need it. And I'm going to finish this damn book if it kills me. So they're not doing it for, you know, being published, the big reward or any, well, I don't think so. But, you know, that's not what they're doing it for. They're doing it because they are pitting themselves against themselves and going, this is important to me. You know?
Yeah,
got people out there. They're busy. They've got kids and families and demands all around them. They need that quiet, centered time that's only about them and being creative. Those are the people that I want to help, and that's mental. Those people. And the
that's
other
awesome.
People who, you know, then it's fine to write as a hobby. That's fine. But the people who've got the drive and the ambition, who just need this extra kick in the pants, I'm so happy, and I've got such fabulous shoes to do the kick, butt kicking. I have awesome shoes. So
you're gonna let them pick what pair and get kicked in.
Yeah.
Which one do you want me to kick you in the arse with? Let's see.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna have a big contest while I'm at RT in Vegas. And it's going to be for the people there. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I get this thing in my head, and I'm so crazy busy right now, and then I'm going to do this anyway as well as. So this is the idea. Every day I'm going to wear at least one pair of fabulous shoes. They could be silly. They could be fabulous. They could be I don't know what. And so people have to stalk my shoes at the conference, and they have to take pictures of my shoes at the conference. And then people at the conference will win a Zappos gift card, and people on Facebook will win a Zappos gift card also.
That is really awesome.
Because here's the thing. I have nothing else to do. Nothing. I lie around eating chocolate-covered cherries and drinking martinis all day long in a satin robe with Malibu feathers on my shoes. That's my real life.
That's how she rolls. That's all right. Let's see now, because you've got to get out and wear different pairs of shoes then, since you just lay around all day and don't do anything.
Well, so. Yeah. Oh, my God. These shoes are going to be really epic. Epic is my word this month. I love the word epic, and I use it. I'm going to use it just a lot. So,
Good. Yeah,
the shoes are going to be epic. So, and then, I'm going to have that contest starts whenever it's going to start when I'm gone, and then I can't keep track of myself. And then, also, all the events that I'm going to at the convention, which obviously most people on Facebook can't go, won't be there. So every day I'm going to randomly pick people out of my mailing list and just mail them stuff.
Pictures of your shoes.
Mail them stuff. Whatever I'm giving away in the room where I am at the conference, that wasn't even grammatical, but never mind. if I'm doing, a carnival, there are a bunch of authors. It's going to be so fun. There's a bunch of authors, and we've got a carnival theme, so each author is going to have a table with carnival games. It's going to be epic. It's going
epic,
to be fabulous.
Yeah,
mine is throw the monkey.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, when people
so many things could
ride,
come up
go,
there, but anyway.
I know. When people ask me what I write, I go running, chasing, shooting, wild monkey sex. So I'm not going to have wild monkey sex, but I am going to have throw the monkey. And so I've got all these monkeys. So I'm going to give people monkeys.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
Not live. It's not like they have to feed them and they go, monkey's going to poop in your purse or anything. I mean, you know, they're not live monkeys. They're not dead monkeys either. I'm going to get myself into some kind of horrible hole. Anyway, yeah. So I'm gonna
stuffed
have
monkeys.
And that we don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So whatever I'm giving away at each event, and each event I have different swag to give away to people, I'm going to send that swag to random people on my mailing list. So everybody gets stuff. Everybody will get something. Well, let me rephrase that for legal reasons. Not everybody will get stuff.
Yeah,
people,
right.
Randomly selected.
Random people. Whether they're there or not.
People,
yes.
In small increments. I've got to really qualify that. Random people in small increments will get a small.
There you go. That was better.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, somebody's going to say, my lawyer said you told me everybody in the whole United States was going to get an expensive car.
Yeah, well, I can say on my show, if you say that, you're an idiot, so don't say that.
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
That's awesome. I love that. I love the warm mentoring tone of your voice. It's good. I like it.
Well, you know, in Texas, we kind of shoot straight. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. I love Texas. You know, I'm from South Africa, and when I used to call people, friends and family in South Africa, they'd all say, could you slow down? You sound so Texan.
They just equated
an American accent, because to them, I sound American, right?
Right.
So they go, could you please slow down? You sound so Texan. And I just shake my head and go. So when I'm here, people go, oh, you've got an accent. And when I go there, people go, oh, you sound so Texan.
Oh, they need to come visit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can hear all the exactly how we sound. And I really don't have much of one. Well, if I was drinking martinis with you, I would. But
yeah, you would.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you don't sound Texan. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't sound like. But I mean, look at Charlize Theron got rid of her accent at about a heartbeat, right?
Right.
You know, she's from
true.
South Africa.
Yeah.
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 So.
Yep. Yeah, but you know, like I said earlier, I think yours is very watered down. But there's some things you say that I can still hear it. It's just a little bit. So,
really, you think I've got a little bit of an accent?
Yeah, I don't think it's that strong.
I'm trying to sound like a Texan at the moment.
We'll come down and we'll go drink some Lone Star and we'll get you some good Texan accent going.
Ooh,
no problem.
Good. That would be good.
Like I said,
very
just
good.
Get a little booze in me and I got it. No problem. It's a very conscious effort not to sound like a, yeah.
I remain consciously sober at all times because this is me sober. This is me sober. So, yeah. So we don't want to go not too many martinis.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, too. I think in accents, too. After I've been around people who have accents, I hear thoughts in my head in their accent, and it's bizarre.
Really? I've got a girlfriend who, when we're together, she doesn't realize it until, and of course I always point it out to her, but she picks up my accent and she sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's just the way she talks. And I go, do I really sound like that? And she goes, like what? And I go, yeah, like that. Now, when I'm with somebody, if they've got particular hand gestures, uh-huh. I absolutely unconsciously pick up their hand gestures, and mm-hmm. it'll last for days. It's like my hands think that they're that person.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's particularly weird. Or, you know, I go and see a movie and I see Charlize Theron and I come out of the movie thinking I am her, unless she's that ugly girl. She's that ugly, crazy girl, and then I don't think I'm her at all.
Right.
I am. I don't know. And I always feel like the heroine. I always feel like that gorgeous, funky, smart, funny heroine in the movie I've just seen. And I walk like them, you know, and I, like, phrase my conversation like that. My husband just shakes his head and laughs at me.
That is so funny.
So,
funny, though, that you say that, because my best friend and I used to go watch movies growing up. And she would come out, you know, if somebody was speaking in an accent, she'd come out speaking in an accent, you know, like and mimicking it. If they were driving fast, she'd drive fast on the way home. If it was like a fighting movie or whatever, she'd start hitting me and stuff. And I was always like, you are so weird. But she was just like that. But I'm more of a word person. So when I'm around people, it's kind of the way that they speak, but it's also the words that they use that aren't part of my mm-hmm. vocabulary that I pick up on. And I like, try to figure out in context what they're saying and then go, oh, I like that word. I'm going to use it. And then I find myself using it. So yeah, if I start to sound like, talk like you, it's because I'm a word person. I absorb words.
Yeah.
So.
See,
sorry.
Now I'm already enough trouble that I always have wanted to be able to do accents. But I think that really it is a skill that I don't have, because I think the powers that be went, do not let this woman be able to use accents. She will be freaking insufferable. And I would be. I would be, you know, talking with an Irish accent or a Scots Brogue or something. The problem is I would want to tell jokes and I can never remember the punchline. So I could go through, you know, 40 minutes of a joke with an Irish accent and then still not remember the punchline. So it's a good thing to accent. And I just go, hey, this is the accent I've got. It's the best I can do. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, two things, bad jokes, numbers. Numbers are my thing. I am so bad at numbers, and I love them so much. I love numbers that don't love me back.
Well, that's okay.
No,
you're in the
not.
Business,
it's
so you really don't have to worry about it that much.
Oh, no, no. I'm a counter-terrorist. I love numbers, so I'm always having some bomb ticking away, a timer ticking, you know, away. And then the editor goes, you know, these numbers are off. And I go, of course they're off. It's me. I don't do numbers. And she goes, well, the copy editor will fix it. And the copy editor fixes it and sends it back to me. And I go, this doesn't look right. And then I mess with them again because it doesn't look right to me. I can't even figure it. In fact, right where I am in the book I'm writing now, it's just like all countdown. It's just everybody's counting down to something. And it's like I've got sheets and sheets of paper. Really, I wish I could take a picture of this. It's got real time, military time, and T minus how many hours. If that isn't confusing to a normal, rational human being, but I love it so much. So I've got what everybody's doing at their time. It's just insane. It's just insane. And I do this when I'm tired.
You're obviously very organized. So numbers make sense. Yeah. With your plotter, you know, since you're a plotter.
Listen to my brain. Of course I have to be organized with a brain like this. Otherwise I'd implode. I'd just be tiny fragments of cherry all over the place. Messy fragments. No, I have to be very organized.
That's wonderful, yeah. Though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
A lot of creative types aren't, so that's really good.
Well, you know, I've got a this is kind of a strange thing. So when I first started writing, like 20 million years ago, I realized that I was writing in circles. Like I'd overwrite stuff because I didn't actually know what the point of that scene was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably of no interest to your listeners, but I'm just telling them anyway. So sorry, people. I can be more interesting for another subject, but this is the subject I'm talking about right now. So I decided I really had to get my stuff together and I really had to get organized. So I came up with this idea of plotting with color because color's my thing, being an interior designer, and it works out really, really well. So I did what I called my master document, and for every single book, I filled in exactly the same information in the same place every single book. So I've got 50-something books this way, right? So people kept saying, and I'd show them because, you know, people want to know other writers' processes and when I'm doing classes, and I'd show them and they go, but I want this. And I go, well, you can't have it. I spent 20 years doing this, right? And,
yes.
And then somebody, I said it kind of jokingly and in an affirming, loving way, but like, hell no, I just spent 20 years of my life doing this. What do you mean you want it? And so out of the class that I'd just given, and a friend was out there, and she'd been standing at the door, and she said, you're so funny. Your whole life has been now mentoring these authors, and you're not going to give them your master document? She said, how about if you sell it to them? And I said, really? And she said, yeah. So I have that. But I couldn't call it master document because my husband said nobody would know what I was talking about. And as it is, people hardly know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so it's called my writer's Bible. And I sell
That's what
it.
I was about to say. Isn't that your writer's Bible?
Like hotcakes.
Yeah.
I love it. In fact, I should take a picture and send it to you. I'm sitting here with my pages that I've filled in from my writer's Bible with my characters right in front of me as we speak with all the information that I need as I'm writing. It's like fabulous. Even if I did it myself, it's fabulous. Said she, with no modesty whatsoever. It's awesome. So that and my plotting by color. Really, I have skills.
No, really. That's something to admire because...
And I'm so modest about it. I have skills and I'm modest.
How many books have you published?
56, 54, 50...
You don't have any reason to be modest.
Yeah. No, really. Have you read the books? You might think I do have reason to be modest.
Hey, if you've got out 54, then obviously somebody's reading something. That's really good.
Yeah, I hope so. People are reading something.
Well, and it's really refreshing to have somebody who, you know, you have a lot of confidence in your own abilities, and you have good ideas about, you know, I'm sure that, you know, your plotting class also, you know, other people can take things from that, even if they don't take the whole system and use
Absolutely.
It. And for people like me who are just, we're just little babies, we, you know, have nothing really done yet, and we're hoping to be someday out there in the world, that's a really great thing.
But I want you in my what would the word be, in my bubble. I want you in my bubble so that I can go, hey, that was good. You need to keep going. One page a day will give somebody a single title by the end of the year. Page a day, 250 words. That's all you need, one page a day.
Yeah.
It's doable.
No, sure.
It's
doable.
Absolutely doable. Yeah.
Some people are professional excuse makers.
Well, I mean, that is part of it also. I mean, one of the things about writers, don't feel that you are unique in this, is writers procrastinate. That's kind of what we do. And I realized years ago that when I procrastinate, that's when I get my best ideas. That's where, when I'm going, oh my God, I really need to write, but I don't want to write because whatever, you know, the sun's shining, a worm came up in the backyard or something. then all of a sudden, the ideas are just there. It's like turning on a faucet. So, you know, not writing is also a creative process. People beat themselves up. Come to me. I'm telling you, just come and do the Finish the Damn Book Challenge. You've got 9 months to finish the book. It would be such an achievement. It would be so awesome to have that.
I agree. That's
really
awesome.
I did it. I didn't just talk about it. I'm not going to go on a diet on Monday. This is it. Do it. Start tomorrow. Sign up, everybody. I want you. Come. I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to take no prisoners, and it's going to be amazing.
A lot of people say that just getting the first one done, I mean, done, like you're done, I'm done, is addictive enough that you want to keep going after that.
Mm-hmm. So. Really, is that what they say? Because I didn't find that at all. I didn't find that at all. The second book is damn well harder to write than the first book. The third one's easier than the other two, but the second book is not easy. Hard. Come on, it's all hard, okay?
No, nothing's
Man
easy.
Man up. Write the damn book. Finish the damn book.
There you go. Yeah. And that's all on your website. The sign-up's on your website for that.
It is on my website. And I'm just, you know, I'm telling people about it on Facebook. Look, you know, half the people on my Facebook pages are readers whom I love in a whole another way. Not an unnatural way. It's not an unnatural way.
But anyway.
They could get monkeys. But it's sort of like I've got two hats. So it's like all the writers that I support, you know, 1,000% of any level. I'm just supportive of writers. When I hear that somebody that I even know vaguely just earned a fabulous advance, I'm thrilled. Because somebody else's success or failure has absolutely nothing to do with me, right?
Exactly.
I mean, if somebody else, I mean, I love knowing that the money's out there, that somebody's going to hit that pot of gold. I think it's awesome. I celebrate all those successes. I do. Every single time for people that I don't even know. It's just, you know, somebody's going to get it. And it wasn't me or it wasn't you this time, but maybe it will be next time. So I just want people just to keep plugging away and write because they love to write and love to succeed writing. Good God, can you kick the soapbox from under my feet? Well, shod feet.
No, I think it's wonderful. I really do. I think it's so great. And that's the good, really awesome thing, especially about the romance writers community, but the writing community in general, but the romance writers community is there's so much paying it forward and people helping people and people celebrating other people and help promote other people. It's just,
yeah.
And you know, I've said this 3 or 4 different times, but I think it's because we write about love and happy. Uh-huh. There's always a happy ending that we produce
right.
extra endorphins and it makes us just happy people. And we want to share
I
and
agree.
Want to be, you
I
know,
agree.
Loving to one another instead of being ugly.
Although I'm
there's one or two out there.
I have one of my favorite writers whom I can now not tell you that person's name, but one of my favorite writers is not a happy person. She's a very unhappy person. And so I always know when I read one of her books, if she's been taking her meds or not. So I actually love the books where she hasn't taken her meds.
They're deeper.
They're dark. And I know, you know, the book ends and it's happy because it's a romance,
yeah.
right? Book
right.
ends, happy ending. And I close the book and that sigh of relief where they finally get together and everything's going to work out. And as I, you know, the book's closed and I put it on the arm of the couch. And as I walk away, inside the book covers of that book, he brutally murders her and there's blood splatter everywhere because there is no freaking way that those two could ever live together without him killing her. I know this, but when I read her books, I just love them so much. And sometimes I just shake my head and go, I don't know how you can be so dark because she didn't take her meds. She's way perky when she takes her meds.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I've actually met a couple
happy.
Like that.
We're not all happy campers.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it depends on whether I think, too, some if you're in it because you love to write and not
mm-hmm.
necessarily letting the money get to your head for the people who make
yes.
it really successful, then
mm-hmm.
it's you've got a different take on life. No matter how much money
I
you're
agree.
Making or not making, you love to write. And
yes.
you love to share that, whether it's
and you have
share,
to, and you have to write. I can't
yeah.
imagine, I cannot imagine not writing. I love it so much. Of course, I love having written more than I like
mm-hmm.
to write. You know, it's like some days I sit down and I go, okay, this sucks, and I hate it, like, a lot. And then
mm-hmm.
I'll read it the next day and I go, oh, okay, now I like it today. But,
right.
you know, it's just how it is. I mean, you just got to give yourself permission to write badly so that you can write well.
See, I'm the opposite. I love to write.
On the page.
I love to
yeah.
get it because I feel like I'm getting it out. I'm like getting this stuff that's
right.
all put up. I write. And I hate
yeah.
to reread it. I don't like to go back and read it at all. I don't want
oh,
to. I want somebody else to read
part.
It.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So you
yeah.
have, so you're going to be at RT and you're doing the pre-conference stuff.
The pre-conference.
Yeah.
So it's 2 days. It's 2 days prior to the conference starting, and then I'm all over
Which
the
is,
place at RT. I love it. I'm telling you, it's like such a high for me. I can't even describe how much I love it. The convention is so well organized. It's a well-oiled machine. It's
mm-hmm.
just brilliantly organized, and there's stuff for everybody to do, you know, every level of writer or people who are readers of a particular genre. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
is pretty freaking it's fabulous. It is like my candy. I mean, I plan it from the week after I come home because I need a week to like lie down and die. But from like a week after I get home from the convention, I am planning next year already.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
well,
you know,
good.
All my swag and my stuff and what I've got, what I'm taking and all that stuff, I start planning it right after the I get back because I love it so much.
Yeah.
A little obsessed. Just
yeah.
obsessed.
Well, it's just like one big long party for a whole week.
Well,
so, yeah,
no,
it's fun.
You know, yeah, a lot of people do go because there are a ton of parties. By the
mm-hmm.
time the party comes around, I have plotted 20 books.
Plotted.
Day, and I would like to go to my room and just die and hopefully close the door behind me before I expire. So I don't do the party stuff, but it's giving me my two favorite people, fans and writers. Two
right.
The combination is for me unbeatable. So it's like I get my fix everywhere I turn. It's just awesome. Awesome, amazing, and fabulous.
And then you
The prize, and part of the prize for finishing the damn book, you know, the big prize, is
right.
that somebody will get their conference fee next year.
Oh, for RT next year?
To go to RT.
It's in what, Atlanta, right?
Atlanta. Doesn't matter where it is, okay? Don't worry where it is. Just go. Doesn't matter. You won't leave the hotel anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I've heard that about RT is you just stay at the hotel and do everything there. Mm-hmm. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, well, Vegas, it just sounds crazy to have that many romance writers in Vegas because it's just going to be nuts anyway.
This was not RT, this was RWA. 1 year, I think it was in Dallas, and there were like 2,000 romance writers and about 3,000 Mary Kay people.
Oh, wow.
It was the clash of the titans. It was the most.
Oh my gosh! No kidding, right?
Bizarre. So the elevator would be full of women, and half of the women would be looking at the other half, going, "You know, I can help you fix that eyeliner problem that you have." And somebody would say, "There's nothing wrong with my eyeliner," and somebody else would say, "But you know, if you tried this shade of blush, I'm telling you, it was no exaggeration. It was hysterical."
Okay.
It was the what was it? The something in the McCoys? What were they people that like?
Oh yeah,
family?
Them
and the You know, if somebody
McCoys.
Else they're
yes,
listening
yes,
could
yes.
chime in anytime. Don't people talk? Am I not letting anybody have a word in edgewise? This is pretty
difficult.
Well, sorry.
If anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to call in. I've been putting it out on Facebook. It's 347-633-9609.
Somebody should call.
You know, sometimes they call, sometimes they don't.
Fine. Fine,
yeah,
don't talk to
they
me.
Can just,
see if I care. I'll just keep talking. Never mind.
That's okay. We got 11 minutes left. We got plenty of time to talk.
Oh, that's fabulous. I know people that are listening. Hi, Robin. I think Robin's listening.
Hi, Robin.
Definitely listening. These people are listening. They're people. I know people. I have people.
You have people. I'm glad I probably don't have any people.
Tracy might be
I know
listening.
I have one person listening.
I have people. No, I'm your people. Well,
my husband's
actually,
listening.
You're mine now. Is he?
Yes, he always listens.
Oh, hi.
He's very sweet. He's my biggest supporter.
Yeah. He's not going to win a book, I'm telling you now. I'm
no,
just saying.
Okay.
No, he's winning nothing. He's getting absolutely nothing. Not a darn thing.
He wouldn't call in. He'd probably be too shy. But hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Yeah. So, you know, on my Finish the Damn Book Challenge, I have people all over the world. Singapore,
oh, wow.
Australia, New Zealand.
That's great.
Hong Kong.
That's great. And at your grocery store.
That was pretty darn bizarre. Although, I mean, that was bizarre, but it's not as bizarre as going to the grocery store and some total stranger coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I loved your Snapple bottle cap yesterday." And I go, "How do you know what my Snapple bottle cap said?" Because, you know, I post my Snapple bottle
cap
every
watch
day,
them.
Right?
Yes.
And some guy came up and said, "Oh, I really liked the one yesterday. It was really funny." And I went, "Who are you and why are you on my Facebook page?" Weird man. Weird man.
Awesome. See, you are rock star status. Super rock star.
I am.
Cherry rock star.
Oh, I'm a legend.
Drinking a martini. That's great.
Yeah, sure.
We all want to be like that.
Everybody who thinks I'm a legend, send me $10.
There you go. To make me a legend.
Yeah,
just buy a book, damn it.
Yeah. That would be good too. Oh, don't buy a book yet because I'm going to have a sale too. I'm going to have a big sale. Well, okay, so here's the thing. So I'm going to Romantic Time Convention conference, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have a sale because I want people to read my books that never read them. And then I went, but that's not fair. It's not fair to have a sale for them if I'm not going to give it to my real people who are on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And my real family people. So,
uh-huh.
so
not the people that just happen upon you.
Well, they will be family. They don't know it in about 37 seconds, but, you know, right yeah. now they're freaking strangers. So the sale starts, I think, on the 8th. So just save your pennies and then do that.
There you
then
go. There
buy
you go.
A lot of, then buy a lot of books because you'll get them at sale price. So, see, I
and you
like,
have
shoot
more
myself,
coming, right?
Shoot myself in the foot. Yes, I have a new book coming out in the end of May. It's called
okay.
Absolute Doubt. Absolute Doubt. And it is so much fun. It's the start of a new series.
Okay.
I'm going to have, it could be a trilogy, maybe with 6 books.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Yeah. See, you didn't even blink at that, did you?
No, I didn't, but because more is always better.
Well,
I'm a reader. I can't help it.
I know. I did a trilogy, the Cutter Key series, which every time
uh-huh.
I say it, people go, what language is that?
Huh?
Cutter. Cutter is the people's name.
Cutter,
Key
yes.
is the thing. So I wrote 3 books, and then the publisher asked me if I would write 3 more. So I had a trilogy, but it had 6 books in it. And then the publisher kind of held the books hostage. Now, it's been so long, I don't even remember what the next one was about. So it's coming out, yeah, next year, March, April, and May, the next 3
oh, wow.
are coming out of the Cutter books. So, yeah, very exciting. I'm waiting to see. And then Absolute Doubt is coming out in May-ish. And now I can't tell you about it. Just because then I'll give it away. And I don't
yeah.
want to. I don't want to. And you can't make me, so I'm not going
but
to.
But there's more stuff. There's more good stuff coming.
I'll tell you something really exciting. Oh,
okay.
Did I scream in your ear? Okay, this
no,
is really
okay.
exciting to me. So, you know, I came out with 2 coloring books.
I saw those.
And it was weird because I just wanted to do them, and I had somebody who could do them and did them, and so it was good, and they're doing really well. So I went, wow, I've got coloring books. I should try coloring something. I became freaking obsessed, right? I mean, I love it. So it's so fun and so therapeutic and so
yeah.
awesome. So I made a little space for myself. I have a little sunroom, and I made a space. It's just my coloring space. And I go in there for an hour a day, and I listen to music, and I color.
Yeah.
It's really,
really,
really relaxing. Well,
well
now,
everybody says they liken it to meditation now. They because
well,
it,
now
they said
I'm
it you disconnect
out,
like that.
I'm coming out with a coloring book app.
Awesome.
That is so, oh, my goodness. It is so freaking fabulous. I can't, now I'm like coloring in my car. So I can't, I have to put my iPad in the back seat because otherwise when I stop at a light, I want to
color
the parrot's eyeball. It's like so remarkable. So that's coming
hilarious.
Out in about a month. It's coming out
very
in about
cool.
a month. And, you know, I don't know if people on Facebook would be interested in that or not. I don't
oh,
even
yeah.
know who my audience is for that. But it is so, it's like I'm jumping up and down with joy. It is going to be so fabulous. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, sitting on a plane, you know, waiting for a plane, if you
mm-hmm.
love to color and you don't crayons or anything else, you could do it on your iPad. You could do it on your
right.
iPhone. Yeah, it's
yeah.
pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. So that's going to be in a month. So there's lots of exciting stuff happening in my life.
Well, Bertha girl, that
good.
Is
my life
that's
is
great.
Good, and it's exciting, and it's my birthday, and I can cry if I want to.
Oh, don't cry.
That's
just
a song.
Martini.
That's a song which was way before your time. But,
oh, I heard
yeah.
it.
Oh, okay. Well, fortunately for you, I won't sing it because I can't.
I don't do the singing around here, so yeah.
It's such an irony because my mother was an opera singer. She was a professional opera singer.
Oh, wow.
And had a stunning voice, and I cannot carry a tune in a bucket. But I will assure you that when I sing, which is quite often, it is with loudly and with great gusto.
Well, good, because that's the only way to be.
I I love to say. So I'll go for my walk. I live on the lake, and I go for a walk around the lake, which is all built. I mean, there are houses everywhere, right? And I sing along with my radio because I sound awesome because I've got a headset on. But people coming in the opposite direction are they have this look of such sheer horror and it doesn't bother me at all.
It shouldn't.
It just doesn't bother me. My dogs don't care. They go for walks with me. They listen to me singing every morning. They still like me.
There you go. Dogs are best kind of unconditional love.
Well, if I offered the people walking around my lake breakfast after they heard me singing, they would love me too. I feed my dogs when I get home. So they are going to love me at least until breakfast is here.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good planning.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being on. You are absolutely hilarious, and you are such an inspiration to budding authors, and I'm sure your readers
who are going to finish the damn book, right?
Finish the damn book, yes. Finish the damn book at cherryadair.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much for having me. Can I come back again sometime?
Absolutely.
Did I break the loudspeaker?
No. Gosh, no.
No. Oh, good. Okay.
No. And I hope you have a wonderful birthday and you have a great time finishing those chocolate-covered cherries and martinis.
Yes. Well, I will. Thanks for listening, everybody. All that weird man
Happy
in
birthday.
His underwear and his... on his back porch in his underwear who's listening. Yay!
I love you, my husband,
thanks,
but anyway,
Paul.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyway, have a great one.
On that happy note.
Happy birthday. Good night.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. And thanks, everybody, for listening in to The Librarian. You can find me on Facebook at The Librarian on Authors on the Air. I'm on Twitter as HOT_Librarian_ and Google+ is Tabitha Pope. Also online at thelibrariantalks.wordpress.com. And I will see you next Thursday with another great guest and a lot of laughs right here on The Librarian. Sweet dreams.